good. I might be feel good.
The second day that I played Wembley was it was heart-stopping, actually. The second day I played Wembley was I was singing a song with Rudimental called Never Let You Go. Thank you both. I was telling some folks last night about this, actually, that I was they went on stage at 7 o'clock, and at 7 o'clock, I could see Wembley, but I was in a car sitting in traffic. And I'm looking at it, and I'm on the phone to my tour manager, and he's on with the production. They're going, oh, gosh, okay, how many songs in is for you? It's about 4 songs in, so he's got about another 15 minutes. I'm going, dude, it's going to take me half an hour to get there. So we got close. We just got close enough, and I thought, you know what? I'll just run. I'll just run. I'll get out and I'll run. So I get out of the car and I ran with my backpack, and I left my daughter and Marie to kind of fend for themselves. And I ran up, and Lee, my tour manager at the time, was at the back door, and he threw me a pass as I threw him my bag. And I ran and I put my pass on. I walked in. They gave me my in-ears, my monitor and thing. I put them on. I plugged them in as quick as I could. I turned it up and they handed me a mic, and then it went 1, 2, 3, 4. Never gonna let you go, never let you. And walked out in front of 87,000 people. And it was only at that point that I realized quite how out of breath I was. You know, I was like, I've just ran for like half a mile, and now I'm, and then it hit me. It was like, oh fuck, this is not just any old gig, is it? Holy shit, how many of you guys are here? It was a moment.